is K A Y T. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. K 255 BT. Monroe. West Monroe. 98.9. K 223 BI. Greenwood. Shreveport. 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
All right.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
The Mount Olive Baptist Church of Alexandria is prayerfully seeking a full-time pastor. The candidate must be licensed and ordained in the Baptist faith and be a visionary with sound judgment and discernment, with at least 2 years of pastoral experience, with effective written and oral communication skills. Be growth-oriented and demonstrate financial responsibility and the ability to work effectively with people. To apply, please submit a current resume, 3 letters of recommendation, a copy of your license, or your ordination certificate, and a CD or DVD of a recent sermon. The email address is mobcpastorselect@gmail.com. The mailing address is the Mount Olive Baptist Church, P.O. Box 5864, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. The deadline is Friday, July 31st at 12 noon. The Mount Olive Baptist Church of Alexandria is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Let go and let God have his way. Oh, you need to let go and let God have his way. You need to let go, let God have his way. You need to let go, let God have his way. Oh, you need to let go and let God have his way. Oh, you need to let go and let God have his way. Oh, you need to let go, let God have his way. You ought to let go and let God have his way. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, you let go and let God have his way. Oh, you ought to let go, let God have his way. You ought to let go, let God have his way. You ought to let go, let God have his way. Must Jesus bear this cross alone and all this world go free? Oh, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Oh, you ought to let go and let God have his way. Oh, you ought to let go, let God have his way. Oh, you ought to let go, let God have his way. You ought to let go, let God have his way. Oh, you ought to let go and let God have his way. Oh, you ought to let go, let God have his way. You ought to let go, let God have his way. You ought to let go, let God have his way. Come on, one more time. You ought to let go and let God have his way. You ought to let go, let God have his way. You ought to let go, let God have his way. You ought to let go, let God have his way. Sometimes you just gotta let go. Quit stressing, quit worrying. Let God have his way. Let him have his way. Come on, let's go on the battlefield for the Lord this morning.
cut it short and I'll be lonely.
Then grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now,
hallelujah, God, thank you, Lord God. Was blind, God, but now
I see. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, God, glory. And grain just told. Hallelujah, glory, God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. We lift you up, we exalt you, God. Hallelujah, glory in the name of Jesus. For there is no God like you. There is no other God besides you. And Lord God, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have allowed us to come together one more time to fellowship with you, God, and to fellowship with one another. We thank you, Lord God. We know it was by your grace, God, that we have come this far, and we're grateful. We're grateful for all that you have done in time past. We're grateful for what you're doing in the present. And we're grateful for the great things that you have planned for our future. We thank you for Jesus the Christ, your only begotten Son. We thank you for him, Lord. We thank you for his life. He showed us how to walk the walk, God, and talk the talk. How to live before you, God. How to find favor with you, God. How to please you, God. How to walk in obedience to you, God. Thank you for his life. Showed us how to love, God. And then he showed us how to suffer and die. But on the third day, he was resurrected from the grave. And because he lived, Father, oh, God, we have hope today, Lord God. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you for giving us not only a second chance, God, but thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing every day of our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy that's new every day, Lord God. Oh, it's fresh and new, God, not because I've been so good, Lord, not because we as the church body have been so good, God, but it's because of your faithfulness. Oh, we bless you, God. We bless you for your precious spirit. We ask that you would move in this place, God. Have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lead us and guide us into the will of the Father, that his will, his perfect will, may be done. Touch each person represented here today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Break off the yokes and chains, God, the burdens that some may be undergoing today, Lord God. I don't know what their problems are, but I know you know all things, God. But help us to focus on you, God, who's the problem solver, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for all of the many blessings, God. You meet our every need, Lord, and we're grateful to you, Father. And now, Lord, we ask your blessing here up on Mount Olive. 136 years, Lord, you've been walking with us, talking with us, God. You brought us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We're done on another year, God. The question becomes, where do we go from here, Lord? But with your help, Lord, oh, God, you will lead the way. And I pray, Father, that we will follow God, your way, God, your plan, God, your instruction, God, your master plan, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ask your blessing upon the leadership, God, upon Pastor Dunkley. We pray, God, that you would continue to crown his head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give him the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, God. Lord, that he may lead your people, God, in the way that you would have us to go, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for his family, God, his wife, his companion, Lord. We pray that you would just undergird them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for our new minister, Brother New. God, who you have touched, God, with the passion to preach your word, God. And Lord, we are grateful not only to preach, but also to teach your word, God. We are blessed, God, and we are grateful for Brother Newsom and Sister Newsom, God. And Lord, I just thank you for my family, and I ask that you would just continue to bless us and lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go, Lord. Bless us whole and individually, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for every saint, everywhere they may be. And we always pray for those that are lost who don't know you, God. For you have sent us on a mission, God, to seek out those that are lost, God, that they might be saved. Thank you so much for the opportunity, God. Thank you, Lord God, for the privilege of serving you, God, as we serve others. In Jesus' name, Lord, and we pray for our evangelist this afternoon, God, that you would give him what he needs, that he may feed your people. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. This is another day that the Lord has blessed, and we will be grateful and rejoice in this day. It has been a good morning. Yes. I've listened to the Sunday school lesson, and I've listened to Pastor as he expound on us remembering what God has done for us.
Amen.
And that we should not forget what God has brought us from, how we got to where we are today.
Amen.
Because the same person that brought us over yesterday is the same person that's going to bring us tomorrow. And so we're grateful to God, and we don't want to forget what God is doing in our lives. And so I know that this must be the message because everybody's been talking about it from the Sunday school lesson, and Pastor brought it up about the unity, the body of Christ. And we've been studying out of the book of Ephesians, and we use Ephesians as our text for the scriptures that we read on during our Sunday school hour. But Ephesians is packed. It is rich with doctrinal, foundational doctrine. And you just have to dig down up in Ephesians because there is some powerful, awesome stuff in the book of Ephesians.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just want to unpack a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And so we're living in a day and time now that we need to know who we are in Christ.
Right.
Yeah, we need to know who we are. Sister Poindexter said we need to know, before we can know the how, we need to know who, what, when, you know, what is God's will, who he is, and what is his desire for us, who we are in him. Because sometimes it's like the church don't know who we are in Christ. We start saying things that God has, you know, that's our past. But now we're walking in victory. We're walking in the newness of Christ. And that's the thing that we must confess.
Amen.
The enemy loves it when we keep going back and walking in sin and all that. But we're moving forward in the Lord.
Amen.
We're going forward. With his help, we're going to make it to the promised land.
Come on now.
And so I want to walk through this scripture here. Coming out of Ephesians, the second chapter, beginning at verse 11 through 18. And then you read all of Ephesians, because like I say, it's packed, it's rich. And then chapter 4, verse 1, it tells us to walk worthy of the calling where we have been called. But let us, and for a few moments, I want to talk about walking together. I want to talk about one people in Christ Jesus.
Amen, amen.
That's the subject. One people right. in Christ Jesus. Pastor called it the unity of the body of Christ. Amen. We're walking together. We're one people right. in Christ Jesus. And we need, that's important, my brothers and sisters, that we know that we are one people in Christ Jesus, that we walk in harmony, in unity with one another. The psalmist says in 133:1, oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to what? To dwell together, what? In unity.
Amen.
Dwell together as one people. In Christ Jesus. Why?
Amen.
Because we are Christ's agent here in this earth ring. Right. We are his representatives here in this earth ring.
Amen.
And a house that's divided against itself, a body that's divided against itself will not stand.
Amen.
Let us read from
Amen.
The second chapter of Ephesians, yeah. beginning at verse 11.
Yes.
It says, don't forget, and y'all, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, don't forget that you Gentiles used to be outsiders. Mm-hmm. And wherever he says you, you put you, your name there. I used to be an outsider, y'all.
Amen.
I wasn't a part of the promise of God, the commonwealth of Israel. He says, you were called uncircumcised heathens. By the Jews who were proud because they were circumcised, but it was only the body and not from the heart. Yeah. In those days, you were living apart from Christ. That was our old life.
That's right.
You were excluded from citizenship among the people of Israel. Mm-hmm. And you did not know the covenant promises that God had made to them. You lived in this world without God mm-hmm. and without hope. That was our condition.
Amen.
And it says here, but you have been united with Christ. But now,
come on,
and that's where we are. We are into the now, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old life, that's how we used to be. But right now, we're into the now. It says, but now you have been, what? United with Christ.
That's right.
You, once you were far away from God.
Amen.
But now you have been brought near to him. And we talked about that in the Sunday school. How did we come near? The Bible said it was through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It was through the blood of Christ. For Christ himself has brought peace to us.
That's right.
And look what happened. He united Jews and Gentiles
right.
into one people. Amen. When in his own body on the cross.
Amen.
He broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He did this by ending the system of law with his commandments and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
He made peace. We talked about that this morning. Between Jews and Gentiles.
Yes.
By creating in himself
right.
one new people.
That's right.
Y'all get that? One
That's right.
new people. Notice united in with Christ.
Amen.
One new people from the two groups.
Amen.
Together as one body.
Yes.
Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death
That's
on
right.
the cross. That's
Amen.
How he accomplished that.
That's right.
And our hostility toward each other was put to death. He brought this good news of peace to the Gentiles
mm-hmm.
who were far away from him
yeah,
and
right.
peace to the Jews also who were near.
That's right.
Now, we're in the now, y'all.
Yes.
All of us
yes.
can come to the Father.
Yes.
It's through the same Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Because what Christ has done for us,
That's right.
along with all of God's holy people, you are members of God's family.
Yes. Right.
Together, we are his house.
Yes, Lord.
We are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone is Jesus Christ himself.
There you go.
Jesus Christ himself.
Himself.
One people.
Thank you, Lord.
In Christ Jesus. United. In Christ Jesus. Walking in unity. Walking in harmony with one another. Being representatives and agents of Christ Jesus, because we are his body. And when we are divided against one another, just like you take this human body, when we war against this body, my body, when I put in food that's not right for this body, and when I refuse to exercise this body, when I refuse to allow this body to get the proper rest, the body begins to suffer. I begin to experience some things in this body. Pain, weakness. And it's the same way when we're in the body of Christ. When we war against the body. Christ is the head of the body. We are the body. Yeah, we are Christ's body. And so when we war against one another, the body becomes weakened. And the world cannot see Christ in us. We are his agent here in this earth realm. And so it is important that we walk together, that we recognize who we are, first of all. That we belong to God. And in Ephesians 1, it tells us that the Lord God, he has blessed us with all of the blessings in heavenly places that we could live this godly life. That's what God have given us everything that we need in the heavenly realms. But the reason why we don't experience the blessings of God is because we are not walking the way he wants us to walk. We are not living the way he wants us to live. We are not seeking him the way he wants us to seek him. The blessings are there. God's hand is not short.
No, it ain't.
But we're not doing what we're supposed to do. All of heaven, when the Lord says he's given us everything that we need, all of heaven is backing us up.
Come on.
When we walk in oneness with Christ and in one with one another,
amen.
All of heaven, all of the power, all of the authority, it's backing us up. When we walk the way God have called us to walk. Paul says to the church at Ephesus, he's given us every spiritual blessing. It's in the heavenly realms. He wants to give it into the earth realm. But God is not going to give us when we are not walking in obedience to his will. He's not going to pour out his blessing for us to squander it off. Come on now. He's not that type of God. And so the blessings are there. And when you look at this chapter, in chapter 2, Paul says that we were what? We were once outside of the covenant of promises. We did not know God's covenant. We were walking in the world. We were not walking with God. But Christ, through his mercy, God, through his mercy, through his love, he has brought us nigh through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus went to the cross, to bring us nigh to God, that we might have peace with God. There's not a body over here and a body over there. There is just one body. And we're all a part of that one body. Universally, we're all a part of that one body.
Come on now. Amen.
It's not that the Pentecostal is the chosen, or the Methodist is the chosen, or the Baptist is the chosen, or the Catholic is the chosen, or the Jews is the chosen, or the Gentiles is the chosen. We are one body in Christ, all who have experienced his love and have received that love.
There you go.
We are one body in Christ. We are all in the body.
Amen.
And that's what Paul wanted the church, the Gentiles,